This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. This is our last shiur on Sefer Tzipisel Yeshua before Yom HaKippurim. I want to take the opportunity to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Toiva, a Geben Shtiar, and we shall be Zoiche to a Shnas, Geula of Yeshua, Shana Toiva Masuka. Chavetz Chaim again outlines for us that in the end of days there are going to be two groups of people, those who remain steadfast and those who made it hard to remain steadfast. And therefore the Chavetz Chaim presents us with a searing question. And the question is, what position will you have when Mashiach comes? Where will you be situated? Well, lefizeh, accordingly, says the Chavetz Chaim, tzarch kolish yishar lev lehisboine. Every person of just heart should contemplate, ma yiyah kishayavah Mashiach tzidkenu? What will he be when Mashiach comes? Mi yiyah az l'shem v'lesila u'lesiferes? Who will be then of honor, praise, and glory? When Mashiach comes, what are you going to be? Who will be the most fortunate then? Those who clung to God. This is the answer. You know who's going to be praised, praiseworthy, prominent, important? Those who clung to Hashem. Base his gabrus hamitzukas v'atalois at the time that difficulties prevailed. V'heimam da'am shmartam, and yet they remained standing true at their post. Liois yehudim ne'manim l'Hashem l'tayrasoi, to be faithful to God and His Torah. Al pneim yor or Hashem yisbarach, on their face it will shine the light of Hashem. Kol echad l'fi madregasoi, each one according to their level. B'yediyas ha'Torah uv'kiyam mitzvaysav, depending on their knowledge of Torah and their observance of mitzvahs. In other words, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a hierarchy. There's going to be a totem pole. And people are going to be able to tell, where are you ranked? Now, what is the barometer? The barometer is the Torah you know and the mitzvahs you keep. That's it. Nobody's going to care how much money you have. Nobody's going to care where you sit in the shul. Nobody's going to care what your job is. The only two factors are knowing Torah and fulfilling mitzvahs. Like we find in Tanit Belio in the third chapter, Oyer shel tamidei chachamim v'tzadikim limois ben David u'loilam ala ketzad, the light, the illumination of the Torah sages and the righteous. When Mashiach comes and the world to come, what will it be? V'kachashiv shama kamadregis. If you look in Tanit Belio, you'll see many various levels. You see, when Mashiach comes, a person's stature will be able to be determined based on the illumination of their face. Some, their face will shine like small stars. Others will shine like big stars. Like the Pasuk says, those who bring righteousness to the multitude will be like stars forever and ever. In other words, when Mashiach comes, it's not going to depend on how good looking you are or not, how much money you have or not, what your job is or if you don't have one. Your value will be determined based on the light of your face, and the light of your face will depend on how much Torah did you learn, how many mitzvahs did you do, how much merit did you bring to others. So some people will shine like small stars, others like large stars. Some they'll give you the light. One guy will look like the moon on the fifth day of the month. Others will look like the moon on the third day of the month. Another guy who never did any mitzvahs, he'll look like the moon before the moilad, meaning he'll be invisible. Some will look like the moon on the fifth day. V'yesh kamay ba'asara. Others like on the 10th. V'yesh kamay b'tesvav. Others like on the 15th. V'yesh kamay ha'shemesh b'tseisa sha'achas al-yom. Some will look like the sun at 10 a.m., not so strong. Others will look like the sun at 12 a.m., 12 p.m. Yesh kamayish, some will be like 3 o'clock, others like 6 o'clock. Yesh kamayish, sheshayis. V'cholzeh merumas b'kasav. This is all alluded to in the Pasuk. V'oyavav, those who love him, kitzeis hashemesh b'gvurasai, will be like the sun emanating in its strength. And now the Chafetz Chaim is going to make one more point. And those who review their learning 9 times will be brighter than those who reviewed it 8 times, and those who reviewed it a 10th time. In other words, the stature and status of a person will, when Mashiach comes, will be dependent not on financial considerations, not on aesthetic considerations, but on a person's knowledge of Torah, fulfillment of mitzvahs, zikoy harabim. Uve'emes, says the Chafetz Chaim, kozeh merumas b'mash amar hakasav. The truth is, this will be merumas on that which the pasuk says. V'shavtem u'ra'isem bein tzadik l'rasha. You will return and see the difference between the righteous and the wicked. The one who serves God and the one who doesn't. What is the difference? V'amru chazal, the Gemara in Chagiga says, hainu tzadik, hainu oyved alekim. Isn't the righteous one the one who serves God? Hainu rasha, hainu layavadai. Isn't the rasha one who does not serve him? But rather, you will see the difference between someone who learned his learning 100 times as opposed to 101. There'll be no comparison. There'll be different stratosphere. Ela bein hashoyne perkei mea pa'amim, la bein hashoyne mea pa'amim achas. The difference between one who learned his studies 100 times and 101. Ubeuroi lefima shahoya amolai batara beyoisar. The explanation is, the face in accordance with the one who toiled in Torah more, Ya'er ar panav beyoisar, his face will shine more. The more one toils in Torah, the more illumination his face will give. V'zeu sh'amar, this is what it means. U'ri'isem, you will see, hainu she'yeh nikar al ar panav, will be recognizable on the light on his face. Majegasai hayoser g'dayla. Meaning, the more one accomplishes in this lifetime in Ruchnius, he will illuminate or she will illuminate more in the times of the coming of Mashiach. So that's an important question a person has to ask themselves. Okay, I can invest now in my aesthetic looks, but it's all temporary because everything eventually ends up decomposing. The only thing that lasts are Torah and mitzvahs. And the more we learn, the more mitzvahs we do, the more dedicated we are, the more that will illuminate on our face forever and ever. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, we need to think, who will be prominent when Mashiach comes? Who will be fortunate? Who will be successful? Who will be happy? Those who remain steadfast, dedicated, and applied themselves to Torah mitzvahs. Okay, this is our last session before Yom Kippur. I think we'll have one more before Sukkot, and then we'll finish Parak Aleph of Tzipi Sal Yeshua. I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Taiva, a good Ben Shiar. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Gemar Chasima Taiva. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.